today's shiur is being sponsored anonymously. Okay. Last week we discussed mainly most of the shiur. We spoke about Hilchos Lulav. We started a little the halacha of Hadassim, but we just mentioned one or two halachas, so I'll start from the beginning of the halachas of Hadassim, which is the Siman Tafresh Memvav in Or Chaim. Rabbi says in Sif Aleph, Hadas Shenektim Raisha is kosher. Hadas that the head is cut off is kosher. That's the Lashon Rambam. However, Mechaber, later on at Siman, Sif Yud, brings down the Machlekes HaPaiskim, if Noktim Roshoi is kosher or not. And right Paiskim passed like the Mechaber and Sif Aleph, that Noktim Roshoi is kosher. However, the Ramah is Messiah, that's better to Machma, the Mokam is Efshet, to get a different one, that has that's not Noktim Roshoi. Since there are Shitas to hold its puzzle, so Neila is a chachila person should be machma. Mishabura clears the shayla in Sifkon Lama Beis. He clears the shayla according to the shita that passes it. Is this only of all gimel badim and noctum reishoy, or even noctum only one of the badim is also pasul? And by the talking, the Mishabura and Sifkon Aleph, and also on Sifkon Lamed Hei, and same thing he speaks out in the Bi'alacha, and Tafresh Mem Hei Sivav, and the Ramask Apostle, he says, Noktum Roshoi is not like the Olam thinks. It means Noktum Roshoi means on the eighth, on the wood part. That's called Noktum Roshoi's Apostle. But if it's in the leaf itself, if the top leaf is missing, then it's still kosher. It's only Noktum Roshoi is going on the wood itself. However, in the Sefer Chaim Bracha, in two places, in Ois Damach Zayin and Ois Reish Yutes, he says a person should be mahada that all Gimel Olam Yainim, the three top leaves by Hadassim, should be Sholem, and shouldn't be even the leaf itself should not be cut at all. It should be lechatchila complete. The Mechaber that says that Noktim Roshoi that holds is kosher, the Mishmur writes on the Sifkon Chafes, says the reason why it's kosher, because since the Hadassim cover the wood, you know, comes up and it comes outwards, it covers the wood. So Mela, the wood that's cut is not nick anymore. So that's why the Shatzin speaks out. Therefore, the Shatzin speaks out on Sifkon Lambeis that if it's not Chayf of Roshoi, it doesn't cover the piece of wood, then it's possible, Gamri. Because it has to be in such a way that leaf covers the part that's cut. That's the sheet of the Shatzian. However, Chazanish argues very strongly on the Mishnebura, and Chazanish is in Kuf Membav, Sifkat Lamed. He argues, it says, since Chazal said that Noktim Roshoi is kosher, there's no nafkamina if the leaves cover it or not. There's no nafkamina, it's kosher b'chlal. The Shatzian in Sifkon Lambeis brings down a Kuyankov. Kuyankov is Sifkon Chavez. Kuyankov holds, according to the people at the Machsha, that say if Znikar Eitzah is still kosher, there's an Eitzah. There's Eitzah Masakin it that it'll be Eitzah whole day. So you cut the wood till you come down the leaf. So maybe the leaf covers the noise if the wood comes till here. So if the piece of wood is above, so you cut the piece of wood down, and so in other words, that the leaf should cover it. So never, then it's chayif for Roshoi. Then even according to Mishnebura would be kosher.
Is there a shear?
What?
How much you cut down?
What do you mean? How much you cut down?
As long as you have a
kosher shear.
You can even cut half of it.
Whatever, it doesn't make a difference. As long as you have the shear, that's kosher. All right.
What's the shear?
We'll get to it. The shear will get in a few minutes. However, according to sheet of the whole, the Noktim Roshoi is b'chal pasul, then this Eitzah won't help. Alright.
The bottom line is that you have
no, not always. Not always.
Huh?
Not always.
Not always.
No.
The
In this case, not all. All right. The Chava says in Sif Gimel, Anatei Ovis, that the leaf should cover the piece of wood. The Shari Tshuva brings down a Yaida, it's a Maritzia. The Maritzia says, just by Lulav, that if it doesn't cover, in other words, one leaf doesn't get up to the next leaf. We mentioned by Hichas Lulav that when leaves come up from the side, it has to come up each, the leaf above it has to already start already. It has to cover one leaf, has to cover the other leaf. So same thing Huad did by a Dasim, the same halacha should be that one is covering the other one. And it should be, it should not be empty space. In other words, when the leaf comes up for one, it should reach the next leaf, the next row of leaves. It should be completely covered. And if it's not, right sides from the Marxia, it's possible. If it doesn't reach the one before, then it's still possible. Because it has to be covering. The Das Torah, The Das Torah also brings down from the Gra in Elias Eliyahu, that says also like the Marxia. Kitzah Shechonar in Kuf Lamavav Isbay says, the Lashon Tzrichim. It has to, it doesn't say call it's possible, but it has to reach one, has to reach the next row. However, the Kuyankiv in the back, when he has like additions, Tais called Tais Bikurim over here on the Simon, he argues and he says, it's only by Lulav has to go. So Allah, by Lulav, it's Allah HaMashim Sinai that has to cover it. But if it's not a Lulav or something like a Dasim, then still kosher. And Sandik speaks of the Chaim Bracha in Eisun Tess, and the Chazainish and Kuf Mevav Sif Kontezvav. And the Sefer Dalminim in Page Resh from Zion brings down many other people argue. And also the Emek Bracha in Eishir Aleph brings down, also argues, and he tiny the Mishmur also argues the Marksia, because Mishmur doesn't quote the Marksia, right there to help, that doesn't have to reach one, has to, and a lot of times depends, especially when you get towards the lower of the Adasim. Usually on top of Dasim, each one reaches the next bad, next row. But on the bottom, it gets further apart, so on the bottom ones, that's what usually be the Machlaikas. The Shatian and Lama Beis, in the Sifkan Lama Beis, brings down a Kuryankiv, the Kuryankiv Sifkan Chabez, that says, even according to Magsia, there's an Eitzah. What you do is, if on the top, it's not one each another, cut off the top until it gets to a place where you still have a shear left of one covering the other, then it's also an Asa for the Marksia also. Bottom or top, doesn't make a difference. You cut off the bottom then also. All right. What? But I think the thing at the end of the day, you have to have a shear. Shear is Gimel Tvachim. We'll soon talk about it. Shear to Tvachim is about the coin. Gimel Tvachim is. It's 12 inches l'chatzchila, and the diavad you have 10 and a half inches. The Rashash in Sukkah, the Aflama Beis, on the Beis brings down, is a diaphragm from Rashi in Iran, that if it doesn't lean on the Kana itself, it's mamish pasul. He's a diaphragm for that. It has to mamish lean on the Kana. If it's sticking out a little bit, it's no good. That's what the Rashash is a diaphragm from Rashi in Iran. And he asks, he says, and the Rashash ends off, Tzachian, how come no one is missing this? However, the Bikun Yankiv and Sifkon Yerav brings down, it's only that has to lean against the Kana, is only in Yav Noah Hida, but it's not Makiv. And same thing right says from Chazainish in Kuf Memvav Sifkon Lam Beis, that it's right says it doesn't have to be touching the Kana, even sticking out a little bit, it's okay. You can count as a kosher Hadassim. But however, Chazainish is a big Chumrah. He says, Chazanish Yedzani says that if the leaves are hanging downwards, now this is going up, just not touching the Kana, then it's okay. But if it's coming like this downwards, then the Chazanish says, since it's not, he argues, as soon as possible, as a din of Nifitsu. And Sif Katnam and Hey, the Chazanish speaks out, the reason why it's possible, because Enzer Derech Dilasa, that's not the way it goes. However, the Kuryankiv that we just mentioned before, he says, even is hanging downwards, even it's not chayfa, it's still kosher.
You're talking about the Elyon?
Huh?
You're
No, any of the leaves. Any of the leaves. All the way. Alright. Now we'll talk about Mishloshim. Now the Chabad says in Sif Gimel there has to be Mishloshim. What does Mishloshim mean? It means three has to be coming out from one bud. Has to be coming out from the same place. If Litzur, it doesn't come out the same place, then the right says from the Chabad is Fasol. What's called Mishulash? Exactly Mishulash. So the Sefer Dalmin quotes the Shem the Chazanish. As long as you make one line and you hit all three at one time, then if I have if I would have a document, I'll show you exactly what I mean. What I mean. But if you it should come out from the same bud. It has to come out of different sides of the corner, but it has to come out from the same bud, from the same place. If one's above the other, then there's a problem. Same level. And that's to the Mishulash. And same thing with Shlomo Zalman speaks out, that's coming to the Sefer Dalminim. He says on page 10, he says the same thing also. The Mechavis says also, but let's say it's not Mishulashim, it's based, there's two leaves and one above it, that's called Hadash Shaita, and it's Pasul, even B'dievet. And Ramah says, Yesh Aymim, that's Kasha, Shei V'chad, and also Che, let's say two on one side and two on the other side, but one's above, but they're above each other. It's also kasha. The Shad Tzion and Sifkan Yigimel, and also the Bi'alacha in the Ramask Oil brings down with Kuryankiv and Sifkan Yibes. That's Matria. Where do you say Che? You only find the Gemara talks about only Che Chad. Two on one side, one on the other side. But Che and Che, where do you find there's no marker for it? And if even according to Amar, the Chayyah should be Pasol. However, the Chashulchan and Sifkan Gimel says, means on Yeshayman, the Faket, Che is better than two and one. And he brings rise to it that always is considered also Che also. If you're not to use three, it should be three, out Yaisman Amufcha. However, the Bialacha ends off, the person should be marked with at least one Adasa. Normally, you have three, by Adasa, you have three stems. So the three, so at least one of them should be Mishulash Mamish. We'll get to that in a minute. The Das Torah over here, and also in Yeridaya, Simon Laman Hay, Sifkan Chavdalad, brings down the Bahag. Allah is Gedalus, a big Kiddush that says that if the Hadassim, the leaves of the Hadassim, are long and wide, it's a din of Hadash Shaita. Give me Mishloshim, it could be everything. But if they're too wide or they're too long, they're no good. And Sandy speaks out that Dasaya, and the Dasaya speaks out, what's the shear of too long and too wide? The shear of two Tziponi Agoido, from your thumb. If it's wide, two fingernails of your thumb, which is very wide, or long two fingernails, same thing will be the same halacha. Then it's possible. That's the shear that that says. That cyber-reich, then you have to factor if it's kosher or not. And the Sefer Dalminen and page Rishman Rav brings down the Shem Kama Paiskim, even though it's not more, not even though it's not word on Shulchan Aruch, this halacha does not mention Shulchan Aruch at all. However, a person should be zohar in this, and the Sefer Dalminen brings down in page Kufches that chatchila a person the leaf the other should not be wider than one nail. Al gaido side by side barecha. No, it shouldn't be too long, and it shouldn't be too, and it shouldn't be too wide for hidden mitzvah. The Mechaber says in Tov Reish Nun in Sif Aleph, the shear of Adasim and Aravos is Gimel Tvachim. So Chatchila should have 12 inches, and the other 10.5 to 11 inches should be the Adasim and Aravos. And Mishabura brings down over there in Tov Reish Nun, he brings down the Sifkan Aleph, he brings down the Tvah that says that you don't count the leaf. When you count the shear of 12 inches, or 11 inches or 10 half inches. You count it from the, you don't count the leaf as part of it. You count from the wood. That's where you count the shear of three tzvachim. The Chava says in Sifei that l'mitzvah, l'chatchila from l'mitzvah, the whole hadash should be, the whole hadash should be mishaloshim. And likuba, it has to be, if right, fell off, the leaves fell off, then it's possible. The Amor is maisif, even if it's not barashai. Let's say it fell off barashai, it's still okay. As long as you have right, it's okay. It's okay. The Kafa Chayim in Sif Kol Lamed Ches brings down a machlokes apaiskim. What's called Reiv? Reiv has to be even a mashum or a matzah, or has to be Reiv anikel anayim. You have to be able to see. You look at the bag and you look at it and see if it's Reiv or not. It has to be anikel anayim, or if you measure the measuring stick and it makes it, then it's okay. It brings down machlokes. The Aser brings down a Bikur Yosef that says that mashu is okay, and also pimigodim, also like that also. You know, mashu more than raiv, it's then it is kosher. The kitzur shulchan aruch in kuf lamed vav ois gimel, he learns shat nemechaber that min adin. It's not some mitzvah mucha you have to have mishaloshim. It's min adin. You have to have the whole thing. The whole adas has to be mishaloshim. However, shas tzchak he learns. It's muta barayv. However, pashas from the chaber is mashma, not like that. And so first like that, Mishabura says sifkat lamadalad that mika adin, as long as you have right, it's kasha. It's mitzvah mocha. It should be the whole adas. It should be mishaloshim. Today, Baruch Hashem. Today, we go to usually the we're spoiled today that you could buy in a package. You could buy hadas and damamish kula mishulosh today. Some have right. Mishloshim, but today you can buy Baruch Hashem dasim the mamish mishulish completely. I remember years ago, 25, 30 years ago, before they came out with all this packaging, it used to be such a headache. You had to look through bundles of find till finally found one that was completely hard, that was completely mishulish. But today, Baruch Hashem, the industry became a lot more sophisticated, and it became a big business out of it. And Baruch Hashem, it's not hard to find kula mishulish today. What?
For money, you can get the best one.
For money, you get it, right.
If
yeah, they cut the bottom, as long as you have the shear. Good idea. Let's say, for instance, the bottom is not mishulish. So, and you want that kula mishulish, so you can cut the bottom until you get to where it's kula mishulashim. As long as you have the shear.
We'll get to that.
I'll get to everything.
We know that. Ryan is talking about in adoption and Sunnah Rabbis, whatever. It's very nice the first day, but the time when Shana Rabba comes around, the adoption are brown, half of them fall off.
That's why you have to buy and replace them.
So
first of all, there are eights of what to do to keep it fresh. Such as, yes, the Mumchen. Rabbi Levitansky, what's the eighth? Huh? What?
Everybody has his own formula.
All right.
You want to have to keep buying a rose and a dachshund and the whole yoke of the noise to shear.
Yeah, if it dries up. But we'll talk about how it should have to be not to be possible.
How
possible. Huh? We'll get to that. Let me give me a chance. We're just hold me a moment. I'll answer all your questions. Yes. We're not talking about today. It doesn't matter. Huh? Wait a minute. If it's advertised kula mishulish, and you open up, it's not mishulish, you have the right to give it back. It's a mecha toys. You bought our mask to be kula mishulish. If it's not, you can go back. Huh?
If it's not on the same line, that's not called kula, you can give it back then?
Yes. Yes.
Does mishulish mean that three are there visible? Or what if you knew there were three and one fell off?
We'll get to that. All right. Jamar, we mentioned Jamar says that even if it's missing by Rishai, as long as it's right mishulashim, it's okay. However, the Sefer Chaim Abracha in Sif Katan and Bey says, a kabanem, it's a hida that should be, Bereisha should be Shalem, on the top. Even though, if you need drive, but the top should be Shalem. The Bi'alacha brings down an interesting Shaila. He brings down, he says, first he says like this. He says that, he brings down a Bach, and he says, if the bat is real long, the stem is real long, you don't need rive of gadol mishalashim, you need just a shear of drikasha. That means, let's say if you have a bat, sometimes they're real big, they're 20 inches long. If you have 12 or 11 or 10 inches that are cool down mishalash, that's okay. That's all, that's called, then still a tamsan kasha. And further, from the Bi'alacha Vayis Dais, that even if the meter shear, let's say it's you have a bat that's 25 inches long, and the meter is mishulish, as long as it's 11 inches, then it's okay. That's Vayis Dais from the Bi'alacha. The Pimigadim Kles interesting Shaila. When you say you need 12, 11, 10 and a half inches long, does that have to be straight? Or let's say in the beginning is okay. Then there's a break over there in between, it's not mishulish. Then we're further down. But at the end of the day, equals to 11 inches of mishulish. All right, or five, little 5.5 inches. Is that it can start different places to shear or not. So they are Pimagodim, close to the Shaila. You need the whole Shiva Mokam Echad or not. So the Pimagodim, live it's Achim. However, the Bekuyankov is Nekov. Kuyankov holds. The Bi'alacha quotes the Bikuryanka that says, okay, you lost in certain places. And same thing speaks out the Shulchan Acharav in Sifkan Gimel, and the Chazaynish in Kurf Manvav Sifkan Yabez. The Sefer Dalminim says a Chiddush in the Pimagodim, which is very Mistava. The Bikuryanka is only clearing only when you have the bat is very long, and it's a lot more than the shear. And between them what's spread out, then if it's only a mirit of each bad. However, if right in a bad is mishulish, even though it's refused in different places, even according to Bimagonim, it'll also be kosher. Alright. The Mechaber says in Siv Zayin that Yovesh Olav is possible. If let's say if it's dried up, if the leaves dried up, it's possible. What's the shear of dryness that makes it possible? That's what you asked before. What's the shear? So it's a machlokes ha'paiskim. The mechaber holds that the shear is enough that it, that that it's nifach b'tziporim. Even it's nifach b'tziporim. In order to say if you bend it, it cracks a little bit. The mechaber holds for kasha, and what's called yavesh, atchiyal binu paneim. It all turns white. It turns colors. And in Sifches he says, in Sifches he speaks out that if yavesh rive olav, even doesn't fall off, if it's bereish of the bad from the gimel badim, is also a problem. If yavesh rive olav. Even if the Rosh of Bad is from the Gimel Badim of the three stems, even the Mishalashim, the rest is Yavesh. If the rest is Yavesh, then still kosher.
What about the black?
One second. According to Rav Paiskin, and Sifres he speaks out that if Olam Al Yainim is Kamish means it's like, I say Kamish in here?
Wilted.
A little, not dried up, it's in between. And the rest is Yavesh, it's a Machlokes Apaiskim. And the Mishabur says, and Yomishan, since Yomishan is the Raita, it's right to Machma. But if it's Shah Yomim, then it's Mutta, and we say Suffolk Rabbanan Lakula.
What if it turns black?
Black? It's still kosher. So according to the sheet, as long as it's not turns the Yobino Paneim, then it's the Sukasha.
Black might be
published. Huh?
Black might be published.
So Kamish, we just said that it's not my muscle. All right. The Mechaber said in Sif Yud, Yavesh, if it's Yavesh Raishai, is it Machlaikis? This is Machlaikis I meant to say before. Is it Machlaikis Mechaber? Is Mechaber being down in the Machlaikis? Yesh Mashkiyim, Yesh Isim. Just like by Dr. Moshe, you find Machlaikis, so I've been by Yavish also, so Machlaikis, if it's kosher or not. Yavish Roshai. And Shatzim speaks out in Sifkon Lam Gimel, is Dafka talking only if the ace is dry. But if the Allah is Kamush, then the din is, however, the Allah, the top leaves are dry, it's Dumin to Nakhdom Roshai, which is Machlaikis you mentioned before. And it's kosher Kozman that Rav the Olam did not dry up. The Mishnah brings down in Sifkon Lamadal brings down a Bach that's Machma. If the oil of Yavish Olam al Yainim, if it's, even though the rest of the Olam are there, he says you should not make a bracha. But there's a katakana, he says. What you do is you take off those leaves. So you take off those leaves that dry, so then it's kosher, then it's still kosher Chatzchila Konti Alma. Like the din of Nashu, the Mechabes of Sifhein Ramah, that's okay.
Someone else make a bracha for, let's say you have a little of an ethic at this topic, and you see the fellow next to you has a big, you know, everything nice. Could you tell the person next to you, have you in mind when you make the bracha?
Why don't you just ask him? It's on Sahas, he should give it to you.
Say, no. Whatever, can he have you in mind?
No, you have some kind of mitzvah. Mitzvah Shebegufa. Do you want me to so tell someone put on tshuva for you today?
Alright.
As long as it's a complete leaf, then it's okay. As long as it's a complete leaf, then it's okay. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamed Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah brings down. I didn't see it lately because today we're more sophisticated. There used to be a lot of times when you bought Adasim, so besides the three came out from each stem, sometimes more came out, extra ones came out, the small anafim came out. The shayla was these anafim called anafim time came out. So Mishnah Berurah speaks out in Sifkon Lamed Gimel that you should cut it. You should cut it. And Samik speaks out in Kitzah Shechunar in Sifkot and Kisimin Kuf Lamed Vav Oydalet that you should cut it. That's one shita. That's three shitas. So according to one shita, if you have these extra enough in between, you should cut them. The Machsa Shekel in Machsa Shekel over here and the Sifkot and Aleph is Mechalik. If it's between one row and next row, then if it's Mishaloshim, also there the small leaves are cut on Mishaloshim, then you don't cut it. But if it's not Mishaloshim, then he declares to the Shaila, she cut it or not. And Chaim Brochan, Sivkan Samachal says, she machma and cut it. The third sheet is a Kabnasano. Kabnasano, which the Shatzin quotes it in Sivkan Lamavav. And Chazainish and Kufman Vav Sifkan Lamav, they say, they paskin, you can leave it the way it is. You don't have to be machma, and you can leave it the way it is. So if it comes between one row and next row, something going out, leave it the way it is, it's still kasha. That's the third sheet of Kamasano. But sometimes you find, instead of three leaves, it sometimes comes out six, seven leaves. And that's the Gan itself. The Machshir, but the small leaves, they're not part of the three, you can see the difference. So the Machshir Shekel speaks out, you should be Machman, cut it. And Sendik speaks out to Chazainish, and Kofman involves Sifkan Lamal, you should be Machman, cut it. And if not, if it's too hard to cut it, then leave it as it is, because Samachan the Kamusano, the Aminik is not to be Machbit. In the Sefer Dalminim, brings down Ramban that says mamish the opposite. Ramban says that it's a hiddah to have extra. You should have to buy. You go into the store and you see you have the mishaloshim and you see extra, growing between. He says Yishadafka Tehidra, that it's Kosha Kuyama. And Mamish Hetech of all the sheetahs we mentioned. In the Sefer, Talmimidah, could be that's the reason why the Adam is not Nizah to cut off the extra from the sides, the extra leaves that they don't cut it off. When it comes out, when the Mishloshim come out, sometimes more Mishloshim, sometimes the smaller leaves together with it. I'm sure you've seen it. You really see. It started to grow in. No, not a branch. Not a branch. No, it's coming out. The size three, right by it, also comes out. More come out. Same. Huh?
Enough leaves coming out. That's not a minimum. That's a minimum.
The Shalom Hadith. The Sefer. Let me finish off. Kuyankev and Sifkan Dalet says. For Hidra Mitzvah, a person should not buy Hadassim, the extra grow in between. You should buy Mamish, you should be Mamish Shiloshim beginning to the end, and also should not have things that grow in between. The extra leaves that grow in between, you should not buy such a type of that type of Hadassim.
If you have the exact same leaves coming out, you have five of them coming out for one bad, isn't that more normal?
That's Koncha Ramban.
No, I thought you were talking about the different types of leaves growing out.
No.
The same leaves,
you
have four or five.
The Koran Ban, yes.
The Koran says the minimum.
Yeah, but there's still apple pecan. You heard me say right. Kasha. Shadow's Mahuda. Not Mahuda.
Sometimes there's almost things to think. The Koran says the minimum is three. That's not a maximum.
No. The Sefer, the Paiskim speak, the Chayim and Bracha speaks out that the Hadassim is not Shaykh Ola. Let's say I planted this year, and next year comes out a whole bush of kosher Hadassim, it's not Shaykh Ola. And same thing, other meaning, the only Shaykh Ola is by Esrik, because since it's an Eichel. And that's how the Rishonim speak out. It's only by something that's roi l'achila, but Ola is not shaykh for something not roi l'achila. So Adasim, Aravah, Zalulav is not shaykh the whole union of Ola. Adasim, Mukovim. You buy Adasim, Namukov. There used to be a time that the Adasim, they were kosher Adasim, weren't so nice. So someone came right there making a Mukov. And a Mukov, then it came out beautiful. So the whole shayla, if it was, are you allowed to use those or not? So Ocha Shulchan and Sif Kan Yudalat speaks out, Meikatin, there's no Issa Mukov, only by Eichel, like Esrik. But the Maitza, if you have a choice, if something else, you should take something else. But if the only thing you have, then Ocha Shulchan says it's okay. In the Kafachayim, and Sif Kan Chafei brings on a Moriksia that says that if there's no, if it looks exactly like the regular Hadassim, it's the apostle. However, the Chayyadam and Kral Kufnum Dalad, Kufnum Beis, Sifkan Aleph, says Murkav is possible by all Dalad Minam. And the same thing speaks out to Shuas Yankov and Simon Tofresh Memtes, and the same thing brings down the Sefer Dalad Minam and Page Reshman Gil brings down from the Gra, and other people are holding Murkav is also. And the same thing speaks out to Mishnah Berurah and Tofresh Memches, and the Sifkan Samachay. That's possible by Hadassim. And he's Maisif, that Stam Hadassim is the Cheskas Einim Kovim. You don't know, you can assume that's not Mukav.
Is it still Mukav because it's not Hadar, or because it's not Min?
It's not the Min. It's not the Min.
Then why should
it's not the Min.
What? Why should Hadassim be any different than Esther, according to Shidas quoted?
What do you mean?
You're saying that some Shidas are Mapshir Mukav by Hadassim.
Yeah.
If it's not the Min, then it's not the Min. What's the difference?
If it is the min, it's a mixture.
Right.
Min and other things.
If work is possible by Esther, but it's not the Esther required, so then it should be the same thing by Adam.
You only find Mukav, they hold the Mukav, you only find only by Eichel. But by anything else, you don't probably find absolute Mukav. That's the whole. Alright. That's it for Adas. Any questions?
Yeah, what about if the whole kind of branches?
What?
You got two branches of
Adasim. So it's kind of like this we mentioned. Some hold you should cut it, some hold extra branches, some hold you should crush it, some hold to the Hidra.
That's
Yeah, but send the benches also. Send the benches. You're right. The best thing is, like Chaim Bar says, to add extra benches, don't buy it, and that's it.
I'm sure 2.5 inches
yeah.
or 12 inches.
The reason it gets, let me ask, so I get, well, I get 12 inches. Why we get, how do we get 12 inches? How do we get 11 inches? How do we get 10 inches? The derises, we hold, the sheetahs that hold, that a tefach, a shadow, how big a tefach is. In the derises, we tried the machma, v'chatchila, that 4 inches to a tefach. So 4 times, you need 3 tefachim, so then it's 12 inches, 12 inches. Mikadin, something, Mikadin, we hold that, and Moshe holds in Tshuva in our Chayim Chekal Simukuf Lam Avav, he says in Tshuva that a tefach, he measured, came out to the Cheshvan, is 21.25 inches each is Amah. 20.25 inches. So it comes out according to that, if it comes out that each tefach is 3.5 inches. Correct? My math right? No math. Yeah. So it comes out 10.5 inches. There are some sheetahs that hold the Amah is more than 24 inches, it's 22 something. So according to that, it comes out to 11 inches. That's why I mentioned these three shurim.
Okay,
whatever you're saying. Okay, the Zion says, let's say 12 inches. Perfect. Now you're in that holder, and the bottom 3 inches are all pushed up.
Yeah.
You only have 8
inches
that you see are nice. Is that yeah. Not sure? As long as we have sheetahs that hold, as long as right, it's okay. It's okay. The person, we'll talk about when we get to our Aravas, where I'm going to mention here already. You have to be careful when you stick it into the, what do you call it, the holder. You stick it into the holder. So, sometimes it's very small, and when you stick it in, you can hear, why are you sticking in? The leaves are tearing. So what you should do is when you go to the, when you go buy a Dalminim, there are different sizes. Make sure there's wider ones that doesn't tear. And if you don't have one, what you can do is stick in a thick pen or something thick in there to widen it, to stretch it. You know what I'm talking about? You stick it in, even though it's a small opening, you stick in something in there to widen it. I do that sometimes. It's too small. I widen it. So maybe you don't tear leaves. But even not guaranteed, because there's no air there. There's no air there. Sometimes it gets dried up real fast. So that's why you should keep it in a place where it's has some moisture there. Some moisture around it so it should not get completely dried out.
What if you know it fell off? Does that
track
from
Mishalosh? It fell, it depends on life. I think we didn't talk about that. We didn't talk about falling leaves? I have it down somewhere. I must have skipped it. I'll look through it later. Next week, Leonardo will talk about it, okay? And now we'll talk about Aravas. Aravas. English word, it's Tav Resh Mem Zayin. It's called willows, no? That's the right word? Willows. Okay. That's Arava. The Machab says in Sefalef, there are two types of Aravas. They are kosher. One has three simonim. That the Allah is Moshe Machab, Allah. Moshe Kenachal. It's like a brook that has a long, thin leaf. It's a long, thin leaf. That's one simon. The second simon is Piv Chalak. It's smooth. Smooth. And the third simon is the Karna Shalai Adam. It's red. The stem itself is red. And if sometimes, right now it's not red, but later, it gets later on, it turns into red. But that's the simon, the three simonim. And the Mishmur speaks out, the Shem Pimagadim, that all three simonim are makif. And Kuryankiv speaks out, it's not Motsi Zebulayza. Usually, if it's this type, if it's a willow tree, usually you have all these three simonim. That's one type of Arava. The second type of Arava is Sh'ein Piyah Chalak, has jagged edges. In Yiddish they say Zegelach. Called Zegelach, Hazegelach. And it's not Veina Kamasa. Doesn't have big, like a saw, like, you know, when you have a saw, it has to see the cutter as teeth, big teeth. But it has small teeth, like a sickle. Okay? Those are the two type of aravos that are available. Usually, when it comes to the lulav, normally people are makpid to have the first type, the ones that without zegelach, all the three simanim, and usually by the for ashanis, that's more the cheaper type. So they use the ones with the zegelach that usually used for ashanis. The Mishbur speaks out in Sifkan Gimel. The Mechaber says that the Min HaRava is Gadol Benachal. The HaRava usually grows by a brook, by a lake, a brook. Even if, but he speaks out, Mechaber says, even if it doesn't grow in the lake, it grows by a lake, but it grows in a midbar or it grows on a mountain, it's still mutter. The Mishbur ends off that is Rathchila, a person should buy from those that grow next to a Nachal. And Sending speaks out to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Lamed Rabbah, I say. However, the Taz speaks out, you don't have to be medactic to this. Now, if you could buy from a midbar, from a mountain, doesn't make a difference. And same thing speaks out to Rachel Shulchan in Sif Katan Hay, it does not mean a Hida. However, the Kafa Chaim, and Sif Kanvas says better to him, be careful that it should be on a Nachal. The Chaim of Bracha in Ois Samaches, Ois Hei, brings down that you should be Hada to Dafka by Hadassim, that are by Nachal. Because why? Since there are Paiskim that say it's possible, even with the Evet. And suddenly he thinks out the Sefer Dal Minim. I don't know today. Where does it grow usually?
It's a
near Nachal?
Maybe one side is close.
What if it originated from a Nachal and you replanted it in a different place?
I mean, the Gulf of
Nachal. Take from the Nachal, the Arabic, and take it and put it to your backyard.
According to Sheet, there's a hole that's marked, you mean? I don't know. Any of that. All right. Probably not. All right.
Why would the ones with the railway be scholarship?
Huh?
That's it. If they usually the bigger ones, they grow drooping down, not growing straight up.
They all droop to the side. Just when you're, they all droop to the side. You mean the leaves? You mean
the branches? They grow straight up, and the
even the ones that are without the zegelach, they come in a tree. That when you cut it, and afterwards you no, that's bushes. But you have trees with the aravos. Willow trees. You have willow trees. In Sif Beis, in Tarfesh Mem Zayin Sif Beis, huh? No, that much we're not marked. Sif Beis, a rubber that dried up, a rubber that all of them fell off. The Chazanish says, "Shh." A rubber that dried up, a rive of the olam fall off. The Chazanish in Kuf Mem Vav in Sifkan Alf to Dalid says you should be machma and measure right chiproi of the shear of the bat. In other words, it should be the leaf should cover it right with the shear. And also you need rive, and you also need rive mispa olam. When it's a amount of leaf, you need rive with the mispa of the olam that's on the arava. The Das Tayyar speaks out, the Shem Das Kedoshim, that even if it's missing a rive of the olah, and rive of the olam is possible. And same thing by Hadassim also. So here's, this was, I forgot, it's put over here in this room. So since ending by Dasim also, but if it's only chas and amir of each Allah, then it's kosher. And the Sefer Dal Minim brings down from the Eichas Chaim that if the Allah are menukav, sometimes you buy leaves that has like small holes in menukav, it has a bunch of holes in it, you can't pass it. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out on Sifkon Ches. The person should be dogged that sometimes when he sticks it into the holder, he sticks it into the holder. You have to be careful when you stick it in there that it falls off. He said, because vice versa, there's no nafmina. It falls out while it grows, or falls out when you put it inside the holder. And all Indian that makes it has less than a shear comes pasul. And then it speaks out the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tofresh and Dalat Sifkon Hay. The Eishel Avram is Melamed Tzchus, and those who stick it into the holder. However, he himself ends off, your person should be Machma. And he says it should be Zohar, that it should make it wider, so Mela, when you stick it in, the leash should fall out. The leash should fall off from the Arava. Same thing, Adastim also, you have to be careful. Yeah? With the evidence, you have rife. If you have rife. Yeah, okay? We'll get that in a second. Okay. The Mishbura speaks out in Sif contest that right with the Olam is hanging down Me'akana. So the Shukhara speaks out in order if it's disconnected. In order it's part of it's torn off. It's torn off from the bat. It's torn off a little bit. Even though it doesn't fall off, it's still mechubik sas, it's still pasul. The Chazenish holds in Kufman Vos Tifkon Laman Hay, they hold if the leaves are hanging downwards by a rubbish, it's pasul. It's kila nitlo and it's chasa. And as the leaves have to be either upwards but not coming down, downwards, then it's still like this, like the leaf is not there. The Mechaber says, if Nokta Breshai by Rav is Pasol, and the Mishabura and Tafresh Menvav Sifkon Chavtes is Mazda, the reason why the Hadas is Kasher by Nokta Breshai, the reason why by Hadas it's Kasher by Nokta Breshai, because since the leaves can cover. However, by a little of an Arava, since you see it on the top, it's Megula, so now by Arava, and also by a little of it's still it's Pasol then. The Mishbura speaks out in Sifkon Yud that we say Noktem Roshai means Noktem Roshai of the Eitz, like we said by Yadasim. Same thing by Rava is Noktem Roshai is on the Eitz itself. And same thing speaks out of the Halacha in Tafresh Memhei Sivav the Masra Pasul. It's us even is Noktem Kosher of the Eitz. The Mishbura says further, but the leaf, if it's Noktem, the leaf itself, even though it's the top leaf, it's Kosher. And Chaim Bracha in Eretz Reish Mevav brings down the reason why the Machma that it should be top should be there, even though right the leaves are still there, to be right to the Shitas Riyaz, to the Shitas Riyaz that says the Ikka is Ola Elyon, even though it does not rive Olav, even though we don't paskin like that, but we try to use Zohar, it says with Samela, we match both of them. You need rive Olav. And also you need the top leaf to be there also. The Mechaber says that Nashu only mitzvahs of some of the leaves fall off is kosher. The Mishbura speaks out things on in Sifkon Yiral things on Mog Avram it's Mashu Losh Mechaber that's not it's Kedai L'chatchila if some of the leaves fall off it's not Kedai to use it for our rubber. And now it's even one leaf is off it, you should not use it. And if being down from a Rabba, that's Masha even Chatzchila. The Mishabur is a sign, since our Rabbis are Mitzuris, it's easy to find, get our Rabbis. So maybe that's Tav, to Mahadda, that all the Olam, you should have all the leaves, none of the leaves should fall off from the Rabba. The Kuryankiv, in Sif Kantez, brings down that it says like the Rabba, there's no reason to Machmu more than Hadas and Lulav. That helps the drive. They also, even by a rubber, as long as rubber leaves are there, is kosher. The Ramah says, in Tofresh Nun Dalet Sefalef, he says, Mishum Hida Mitzvah, the person should be knowing to take, every day, to take different arabas. I guess in those times arabas didn't last that long, or it was easy to get arabas. Every day?
I understand that they move so fast
that you can't keep up with the light. Yeah? Alright. I guess if it looks nice, even after 2-3 days, if you keep it in the proper environment and the temperature and so on, it probably it probably stays more than one day. So you don't have to be makbid every day to change the arava. Stam important halacha to know. Hadasim aravis. Hadasim, when you have the lulav, you have three hadasim, always two aravis. So hadasim, but the yevet, what happens if you only have, you have only two, you have three, you're only supposed to have three kosher hadasim. Let's say you only have two. So the Dievid, and the Chava says, in Siman Tofesh, in Aleph, Siv Aleph, it helps. Even one. As long as you have one bad that's Meshulash, in the other two apostles, it is kosher. However, by a Rava, the Mishabura, in Sifkon, and so there are Ravas, you need two Ravas. So there the Mishabura speaks on Sifkon Gimel, that you need two, and the Makif. That's the two kosher Ravas. However, I looked high enough to find someone who argues, so I found the Chaim Bracha in Eisvesh Mem Zayin, and also the Kuyankiv, and Tofesh and Alf Eis Beis. They hold that the other helps, even if you only have one kosher Arava, it's kosher. Okay, that's it for Dine Arava. Any questions?
Are the four minims four different mitzvahs, or is one different? If one is one in Fussel,
then the whole thing, that's all four. You're not yet, you have to eat. Yeah, you're not yet to the mitzvah. You have to have all four men have to be kosher. But if you have it's possible, you have nothing else around, you could go around it without a bracha. But I'm just saying is but the yet to the mitzvah, you're not yet to the mitzvah. Yeah.
Only lavlo.
Huh?
Only lavlo that people are marked on.
What's lavlo?
Lavlo marks it all the way on the top. There should be a leaf coming out from the top.
Right. Right. It's coming from the top.
On your rubber. Not on the side of your rubber, but all the way to the top. People are marking the street in Lausanne. It's mentioned, people are marking it. Yeah. The only thing I find is they mark it because then you're sure it's not Nikton. There's a leak coming out. But some people.
There is was once a tumult many years ago. The tumult, someone came with a tumult. You ever look close to the rubbers, sometimes you notice something. Now, it goes in the tree, right? The rubber's going in the tree. So a lot of times you trim it. So it's not the Mreshai. Now, when does it come? Ice not the Mreshai.
They're all trimmed. Grows properly to trim it. And it's for people who are headed in the backyard. There's plenty of people.
Yeah, they trim it, no?
Trim it at a certain time of the
year. Right, so you have to be careful. If you don't turn it, trim it at a certain time of the year, it could be Allah's not the Mreshai. So I think one is Simonim. This is what I was told many years ago. Now you brought it up. So I told years ago that they told me if you see something black on the tip, then you know it was cut. Then I have shot. Then it's a question of Nachum Rashi, which Rama Shita is kosher anyway. But I'll say here. So it's hard to say because a lot of people, a lot of places, they trim it. The question is, you have to trim it at the right time or not? Now everyone knows all these Simonim when to trim it. But Lamaisa Ladina, it doesn't even. If they trim at the wrong time, it's we hold make the right price. We hold Malkum Rashi is kosher. It's only Shaila. It's only Shaila and Hidro. Yeah. One more thing. Next week is Slichus. Do you want to have a shir next week? Okay. So, what's up? We'll talk about next week. Right, so we have a few minutes. Let me talk about. I have a lot to say about Esrog. So, maybe I don't know if I'll finish in one shift. So let me talk a little about Esrog.
If the leaves are black, by the rubber.
Maybe.
If the leaves are black, by the rubber.
Okay. But yeah, it's okay.
And you put the middle together and look everywhere.
Yeah.
You have to go all the way down to the second and touch each other, or just a little bit in on the other side of the
trunk. As long as it has the. You don't have to stick all the way in. You don't have to. Sometimes stick it in because it's too high. It can't be too high. We'll get to that. Hopefully. Huh? Well, on Yontif?
Yeah.
What are you doing with this on Yontif?
That should
be okay. Yeah, it's not Muslim. I said by Dasim. Dasim is not the Rav is not the Moshe, it's a problem. Right, yeah. Yeah. You have to cut at the right time, right. There are experts know about it. You see that you don't see that's cut. You can look closer, you'll notice it. Huh? No,
Shams
doesn't have to worry about it.
Is there any 6 foot taller than us, Rabbis?
That's the good for.
Can you clarify right now when you're talking about when you're talking about a Rabbis right now? Is a Niktam a problem by a Rabbis?
Not done by
a Rabbis.
Not done by Rabbis.
Not a Dasa, not a Rabbis.
So you said. Well, it's my choice. It's kosher now. All right, we'll stop here already. Right. So tomorrow, next week, 9:15 is the shiur.